Chapter 20. It had been a surprisingly short walk, with Rika and Charlie quickly covering the distance from the hidden cistern to where they had left the sled in no time. Their spirits, as well as their bodies, were humming with good energy. They retrieved the sled and trekked back toward the others. Charlie's skin had remained unharmed even before his dip in the healing pool, so he deemed the potato likely to be edible. They'd experiment further with the lone tuber upon their return to camp. Loaded on the sled were a few semi-functional pieces of diagnostic and scanning equipment, which, well, pretty banged up, Charlie hoped to salvage for parts. Also weighing down the sled were several containers of the restorative water, one of which happened to be particularly potent. Despite the load, Charlie's legs felt great. "Hey, Rika."
"Yeah, Charlie?"
"Do you think all those other piles of rocks could be ruins?" She looked out across the barren expanse, small, depending on distance, clusters of stone dotting the landscape. With the red sun falling lower on the horizon, the mysterious mounds seemed to somehow stand out as the spectrum shifted.
"I don't know. Maybe? I mean, given what we know now, it seems highly likely there were other stone buildings at one time or another. So could those others be ruins from long ago?
I don't see why not."
"Wild," Charlie said with an appreciative whistle. "We not only met our first alien. I shall call him Mr. Tuber," Rika joked.
"Yes, Mr. Tuber. And then we found an alien swimming pool."
"I really doubt that was a swimming pool."
"I know, but just go with it, okay?" Rika laughed, and a warm happiness filled Charlie's heart.
"You know what?" he said. "I'm starting to have a good feeling about our odds out here."
A shadow fell over them, moving quickly past.
"What the hell?"
Rika said, looking skyward. A strange craft with a smooth bottom shell and no visible means of propulsion glided over their heads, dropping down toward their crashed ship. The vessel was 40 meters long, 30 wide, and 20 tall, with the front only slightly more tapered than the rear. It made no sound as it flew by.
"Charlie, aliens!"
"I see them," he replied, suddenly very much not sporting the good feelings of moments prior.
"But what's driving that thing? There's no wake, no thrusters. I can't see any engine systems at all."
"I don't know, but they're actual aliens, Charlie." He looked closely as the ship dropped lower near their camp a mile ahead. As the dust rose, it seemed as if there was a faint orange glow surrounding the ship.
"My eyes aren't that good. How did I see that?" Charlie wondered.
Maybe it was simply that the water's healing properties had given him better than 20/20 vision. In any case, the odd craft had settled down into a low hover just beside their ruined ship.
"We've got to get back," he said. "Come on."
The two wasted no time, running as fast as they could while still staying relatively out of sight, ducking behind small rock piles until they were able to cross the crashed ship's debris field and trench, placing their ruined vessel's mass between themselves and the aliens as they approached. Out of sight, blocked by the wreck, they picked up their pace, the sled bumping behind them, until they reached their ship's crumpled hull. Then they listened, silently, but there was no sound to be heard around the ruined craft's bulk.
"We should go see what they're doing," Rika urged. "Our friends may need us. We won't do them any good if the bad guys catch us, too."
"We don't know they're bad. We don't know the first thing about them," she said, making for the front of their ship.
"I'm going to take a look."
"Rika, wait," Charlie hissed. "We should wait until dark." She looked at the lone yellow orb still in the sky.
"Dark is nearly 2 hours from now. There's no time."
"Damn it," he grumbled, then followed as she crept toward the bow.
"They look almost human," Rika said.
Indeed, the beings were bipedal and human in build. They wore a patchwork assortment of iridescent clothing, bundled with coarser fabrics, almost as if they'd dressed themselves from a pile of cast-off materials. Their hair seemed to have a greenish tint to it, which went with a distinctly green tone to their skin. Their ears, Charlie noted, were rather elongated and somewhat pointed.
"They're kind of like dark elves," he said.
"Dark what?"
"Elves. I'm not saying they are, just that's sort of what they look like."
A pained voice cried out, and the nearest of the alien creatures turned to investigate.
"That was Siobhan. I'm going to see what's happening. Rico, wait. We should wait until dark. They may be hurting our friends, Charlie. I won't sit back and wait around. That's not tactically sound. It's almost dark. Just wait that little bit. Sorry, Charlie, she said, her gaze lingering just a moment longer. Then she turned and darted around the ship, crouching behind a stack of supply crates they'd been using for a windbreak. She surveyed the scene and made a choice. It was not the one that Charlie approved of. I am unarmed, she said loudly, rising from behind her cover. I am Rika Gaspari, acting commander of this crew. We mean you no harm. We have come to your world by accident and are stranded. We are a peaceful race. Will you help us? What is she thinking? There's no way to know if they're hostile or... A pair of the green-tinged aliens rushed for her, grabbing her arms firmly and dragging her to the camp with the others. A third alien, a large one clothed in an even more hideous hodgepodge of patterns, made for the front of the ship. Shit! Charlie scrambled backward, but there was nowhere to run, and nothing to hide behind. The alien would round the ship in less than a minute. Think, Charlie. His eyes darted left and right. The debris was too small for cover. There was, however, a rut at the side of the ship where it had settled upon landing. If I could squeeze in there and pull some soil on top of myself. He wasted no more time thinking and set right to work acting, diving into the small rut and frantically pulling dirt on top of himself. He only hoped it would be enough.